Home Away From Home, part of the College Verse series, written by DePatty and read by Padika. Summary. Deweese can just shut up about his mom's pie, okay? Frank is not homesick, exactly. He's just irritable, because he's managed to oversleep for a week straight for his 8 a.m. class, which he's still a little mad at himself for enrolling in to begin with, and spilled coffee on his favorite Black Flag t-shirt, which at this point is permanently stained because he's not managed to do laundry for 3 weeks. Between his part-time job and all his classes, time for laundry is a luxury he can only dream about. And he's got this little pressure in the center of his chest that he can't quite put his finger on what it is. Almost like a feeling, but maybe not. He's hoping it's not another cold. It better not be another cold. He's just gotten over the last one, because the weather finally decided to be fall all at once, going from, how is it still this hot, to cold mornings and breezy, chilly afternoons, which resulted in his yearly autumn death cold. To top it all off, his roommate Deweese is being completely insufferable about the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Frank loves Deweese, don't get him wrong. Even with the amazingly bad way his feet smell, talking in his sleep, and his tendency to wander around in his underwear and cut off midriff-bearing shirts. But really, the Thanksgiving blather is so not on. So far, James has waxed poetic about the pumpkin pie his mom makes every year without fail, the made-fresh cranberry sauce with pears, the from-scratch rolls, and don't even get Frank started about the turkey. Frank doesn't even eat turkey because he's vegetarian, but the way James has described it, Frank would almost try it. None of this even begins to cover the required viewing of football and the apparent hilarious stories James' dad tells. But Frank's not going to have any of this mystical food at Deweese's home or the company. Frank isn't even going to get his mom's eggplant parmesan because Frank is stuck in bumfuck Missouri for the holiday at school. Plane tickets don't grow on trees, and even with his part-time job, Frank has barely been able to afford the tickets home for Christmas. So Deweese can shut up about how awesome Thanksgiving is going to be. Frank's just going to stay here and catch up on his laundry and pick up some extra hours down at the store, and not think about how he isn't home or how quiet his room will be without Deweese in it. "Come on, man," Deweese says, muffled where he's sprawled on his bed, head half underneath and searching for even more dirty socks. "It's like a 4-hour drive, and you haven't even, like, put an extra t-shirt in a bag." "What?" Frank asks, looking up from his reading for chemistry. Fuck covalent bonds. Seriously, why is this class a requirement for his major? Maybe he should just quit school and start another band. His mom couldn't kill him for that if he's halfway across the country, right? "Actually, just bring your dirty laundry. It's in the bag and everything, because you are a stupidly organized little shit," Deweese advises, tossing several socks, a t-shirt, and underwear towards his open duffel bag. "Dude, what are you even talking about?" Frank is officially confused. "Thanksgiving? My house? My mom is totally going to fret about you and call you too skinny. You should mentally prepare yourself," Deweese warns. "I'm going to your house for Thanksgiving?" Frank doesn't mean to sound so hopelessly confused and a little like his chest doesn't hurt. Because seriously, how did he miss this? Of course Deweese would drag him home with him. That's just the kind of big-hearted guy Deweese is, and he has no personal space, so he might literally carry Frank out of the building if Frank doesn't get off his ass. "Yes," James says emphatically. "Have you not been listening to my detailed revealings of a Deweese Thanksgiving weekend? Because I've been preparing you to eat all the things and to not do any of the homework we take with us because we've played Xbox the entire time and let my mom know that we've managed to keep ourselves alive for the first 3 months of college. Did I actually not say, hey Frankie, come the fuck home with me for Thanksgiving?" Deweese looks genuinely perplexed. "No, you didn't actually say that," Frank says. He's pretty sure he would have remembered such an eloquent invitation. "Oh, shit, Sorry, man. Deweese grins sheepishly. Hey, Frankie, come the fuck home with me for Thanksgiving. Sure, I'd really like that, Frank agrees, smiling crookedly. So that's how Frank ends up traveling in James's terrifying van for 4 hours, and then having one of the better Thanksgivings he's ever had. Mama Deweese does tell him that he's too skinny, and frets over him, and lets him help her make rolls and breakfast the day after Thanksgiving. It's nice. Really nice. Frank kind of feels like he won the roommate lottery. But it's not Halloween, a part of the College Verse series, written by DePatty, read by Patica. Summary. Every day can be Halloween if your roommate has a never-ending supply of weird shit that he's more than happy to wear on any day. Dude, why are you wearing a ninja outfit? Frank asked. At least, he hopes that's what Deweese was wearing. Or maybe it was a black leotard. But then again, nunchucks. And a blue belt, which might actually be from his bathrobe. Frank has no idea. He's only just gotten back from the dorm after a long-as-fuck day. Why wouldn't I be wearing a ninja outfit? Deweese lifted a delicate eyebrow and raised an arm, looking down to inspect himself. He adjusted his belt and rested his hands on his hips. Valid point, Frank was forced to concede. But it's not even Halloween? He didn't mean to make it a question, but seriously, it's February. Frank, my dear pocket-sized friend, we have had the every day is Halloween if you make it discussion. Granted, it was over Pop-Tarts at 3 a.m, but it still counts. Deweese gives him a look, part joking and part disappointed. Man, you know how I feel about Halloween. My sanctity for that day, my favorite day, is intact, and there's no reason for your spirited lecture. Frank held up his hands and put his knuckles together to display the tattooed letters. But seriously, what's with the ninja outfit? I am a quick-witted, spry motherfucker, dude. Not only that, but I am the knight. And who wouldn't wear this shit with these thighs? Deweese smirked, gesturing at his legs. I am just sharing my fantastically amazing physique with the rest of our fair and worthy student body. You just ran out of clean clothes, Frank decided, nodding, fighting a smile. Every last stitch, Deweese agreed, with complete solemn seriousness. Frankie giggled. I look hot though, right? Deweese asked, preening. Fuck yeah, man. It actually really works for you. Frank held up his hand for a high five, and Deweese smacked it with a loud slap. Wanna go grab dinner? Pizza day in the dining hall. Deweese opened the room door with a flourish. Sure, I've never been escorted to dinner by a ninja before. Frank tosses his backpack on his bed and made sure he had his wallet and his room key. Seriously, it's not the weirdest thing Deweese has worn this week, especially not to dinner. But Frank wasn't thinking about the bear costume. Ever again. Ever again. The Dangers of Falling Asleep in Deweese's Car, part of the College Verse series, written by DePatty and read by Patica. Summary. Or that time Frank thought Deweese was going to drive him to the train station, and it ended up being something magical. Frank was bone tired and almost couldn't believe that it was finally spring break. This semester was kicking his ass. He was doing fine with classes, but it just seemed like he never got back to 100% after he caught that cold in January that became bronchitis in February. Deweese made sure he didn't die and rested and drank enough juice and made him hot toddies so he would just sleep already, you poor fuck, seriously. Deweese had actually been pretty awesome at making sure Frank stayed alive. Frank suspected that his mom had something to do with that. Deweese talked to Frank's own mother more than Frank did. The dude had somehow convinced Frank's mom that he was a completely upstanding young man who never gets either of them in trouble, ever. Nope, not even on purpose. certainly not involving underwear stealing or bear suits or any unsavory behavior at the bar scene downtown and late-night gigs. Frank had a suspicion that maybe Mama Deweese had given Deweese strict orders regarding Frank's well-being, too. Deweese's mom was that kind of awesome lady whose schemes could rival her son's. Anyway, Frank needed a fucking break. That was why Frank was going to get on the first train home tonight. He was going home to motherfucking Jersey to see his mom and eat her eggplant parmesan and sleep in his own bed and do nothing else for an entire week. He'd walk to the train station if he has to. He even said so to Deweese. "I'll even walk to the fucking train station if I have to," Frank said, fighting to keep his eyes open. "I believe you, and I heard you the first time," Deweese said, smirking. Then, with complete seriousness, "But why the fuck do you think I'd make you walk to the train station when I have a perfectly good car, bro?" "You're the best, man," Frank beamed and followed Deweese out. Frank remembered sparing a thought at the sheer amount of shit Deweese was taking home with him when he got into the death trap that was pretending to be Deweese's ride, but foolishly dismissed those thoughts. "Just curl up and nap, Frankie," Deweese said, pulling out of the lot. "We'll be there in no time." Frank was asleep before they even made it onto the main drag. He woke 4 hours later. "What the fuck, man?" he said, rubbing sleep from the corner of his eye. "Where the fuck are we going? Are you driving me to Jersey?" "Jersey? No fucking way am I going to Jersey. Because, for one, it's Jersey. And two, we've got far more exciting places to be than the Garden State, my dear friend," Deweese explained. "Wait, are we in Georgia? That was totally a sign for Georgia peaches and Georgia pecans," Frank said, somewhat hysterically. "Where the fuck are we going?" "Dude, we are going to Disney World," Deweese said, with complete sincerity and a grave seriousness, like they were going on a holy quest or meditation or some such shit. "Are you fucking kidding me? My mom expects me home in the morning," Frank protested. "Actually, she is fully informed of my itinerary and has helped to fund this mission and wishes us well in all our mouse-inspired endeavors. We are going to have a magical time, man," Deweese grinned. "Oh my God, are you in cahoots with my own mother?" Frank groaned and sank back into the seat. What was his life? Wait, why did he think going to Disney World was a problem? That actually wasn't a problem. At all. Probably. "Of course I am in cahoots. Your mom loves me and believes that I am the very best of influences on you. I'm helping you to be cultured of our ways in the American South." Deweese had a smile tucked into the corner of his eyes, like even he thought his bullshit was hilarious. "Now hand me a Coke from the cooler behind your seat. Get yourself one too. We've got a fuck a lot of Georgia to drive through and need fortification." "Do you have any gummy worms too?" Frank asked, deflating because he might as well be on board for this shenanigan. Deweese's mad schemes were always more fun if Frank made himself a willing participant. Besides, it's a trip to Disney World. The very idea was inherently awesome. "Of course I got those gummy worms you like. What am I, an asshole roommate of some kind?" Deweese lifted an eyebrow. "No, you are actually the best," Frank said sweetly. "You fucking know it," Deweese grinned. Frank handed him the pop as they drove into the sunset and closer to Florida. Disney World for the week was the life-affirming choice, even after Deweese fell into the lake outside of the Magic Kingdom. A Thermostat is Not Rocket Science, part of the Collegeverse series, written by DePatty and read by Patika. Summary. So, Deweese tweeted, "It's always so tricky to figure out how to work the heat in a new place. New meaning new to me, not new as in just built. And this happened." "Why the fuck is it so cold in here? Jesus!" Frank was pretty sure his teeth were chattering by just walking into their suite. Frank could practically see his breath. Honestly, he had no idea how the fuck he hadn't come back to school to find DeWeese a popsicle. Is the heat broken? Frank went over to poke at the thermostat. Moving into this suite before spring semester was supposed to be awesome. It was a promise of private showers and eliminating some of the loud chatter and lunacy of the dorms. The suite was not supposed to start out a headache because the heat was broken and it was fucking winter in the Midwest. There was snow and shit outside, and their rooms were not much warmer. Happy New Year to them. Seriously. For a fleeting moment, he almost missed the dorms. Almost. It was going to be awesome, and he would not be defeated. He was a sophomore in college, damn it, and would not be foiled by pesky things like heating units. Maybe, DeWeese allowed. He was bundled up in a down comforter and what looked like to be many layers and a novelty wolf hat on his head, its eyes peeking out from under the top of the comforter. I mean, I've only been here like a day and been really busy and haven't had a chance to be bothered by such silly things like making sure our rooms are a pleasant 72 degrees. He waves a gloved hand. But I'm fairly sure that our thermostat is programmed in Celsius. No fucking way. Frank examined it and found it to be like any other thermostat. Just that DeWeese hadn't even turned on the heat. The unit was set on air conditioning. And yes, Frank was thinking in capital letters, because how can someone fail so hard at adulting? Frank apparently couldn't leave DeWeese alone for a day, since he must have frostbitten his brain over Christmas break. Yes fucking way, DeWeese countered. Wait, why are you giving me that look? Because you had the damn thing set on 52 degrees and air conditioning. Frank pinched the bridge of his nose. He loved DeWeese. He had missed DeWeese while he was back home in Jersey. He had just simply forgotten that sometimes DeWeese could epic fail, and that when he did, he epic failed hard. DeWeese was usually much more together than this. Frank could only blame himself for forgetting DeWeese couldn't function normally in new places, especially if he had to do anything about the temperature. At all. Honest mistake, DeWeese shrugged, and would probably blush if he were warm enough. I can't help that our thermostat is ridiculous and thwarted me in my efforts for warmth. Man, it's a thermostat, not rocket science. Frank actually facepalmed, sighed deeply, and switched the unit on to heat in a degree that was reasonable so as not to overwork the unit while he thawed the suite out. He could have his toasty 72 degrees later. He could be patient. He was going to be zen this semester. He'd decided. Yeah, DeWeese sighed, shoulders slumping. Frank almost felt a little bad. Want to huddle for warmth? Frank asked. Because, seriously, and he'd had worse ideas. Besides, it was really fucking cold, and Frank wasn't sure which box his comforter was in. DeWeese graciously opened his arms and enveloped Frank. You are the perfect size for this, DeWeese observed. Don't start with the short jokes, buddy, Frank threatened, poking DeWeese aside. I miss you too, DeWeese said. Frank smiled and tucked his cold nose into the crook of DeWeese's neck, and DeWeese made a fantastic affronted noise. We weren't in jail that long. Part of the Collegeverse series, written by DePatty and read by Patica. Summary. Frank knew better than to involve himself in wacky misadventures that began at 4 a.m. Bring me that cowboy hat. You know the one, DeWeese said, like someone far too awake and chipper for the hour. I'm down at the place. You know where. Frank shouldn't have answered his phone. He just knew this night was going to end up one of those life lessons kind of nights. Correction. Morning. Because it was after 4 a.m. 4:18, to be exact. which was well on the way to being more morning than night. "Fucking cryptic much," Frank growled, pulling his blanket more firmly around himself. "A man has needs, Frankie. Hat-shaped needs that are currently hurting my soul." Dewey sounded like he was gesturing dramatically. "You wouldn't want to hurt my soul. You will save the day. I believe in you." "No hello, either," Frank observed, wondering if he could still fall back asleep or if he should just put on pants. This would call for pants. Who was he kidding? He should totally just get out of bed. Dewey's would just call back. Repeatedly. "Why the fuck would I say hello? You know who the fuck this is." Dewey sounded offended. "I thought we were beyond such time-wasting greetings. Come on, find pants. Use my car. You know where to find me." Dewey's ended the call. Frank glared at his phone. He thought he'd managed to avoid Friday night shenanigans. Not that he didn't love a good bar crawl and karaoke. It was just that they'd gone out and had a gig on Thursday that had lasted until 3 a.m. involving the after party. The problem there being Frank's Friday morning 8 a.m. class, which he'd somehow made it to and was even mostly awake for. And now it was in that liminal time of still kind of Friday night, but really, actually, technically, Saturday morning. Mainly, it was the principle of the timing of said shenanigans. He wanted to sleep until actual morning, damn it. There better be pancakes at the end of this mess. Begrudgingly, Frank got up and put on yesterday's jeans. 5 hours, 2 bars, a house party, and a holding cell at the jail downtown later, Frank was beyond giving two shits. Not only that, he was out of fucks, and anger was for people who were not as bone-tired as he. But damn it, they had gotten arrested because Dewey's pants chose that precise moment to fall down in front of a senior citizen, who was very vocal about it. Stupid gravity, stupid old lady screaming at both of them, stupid Frank for standing beside Dewey's and being labeled guilty by association. Fuck his life. Seriously. "Look, I know what you're going to say before you wind yourself up into a marvelous and adorable little rant." Dewey's held up a hand while they sat at the bus stop. They weren't 100% sure where they left Dewey's car, but they knew they had to at least catch a bus to start their search. Fuck buses, too, Frank decided for good measure. "Oh?" Frank said, lifting a defiant eyebrow and crossing his arms in front of his chest. Yeah, I know, so you don't have to say all that shit." Dewey's waved a hand. "But I will say that this will be hilarious when we're not in yesterday's clothes and have eaten breakfast." "And how's that?" Frank asked. "Well, we weren't in jail for that long," Dewey shrugged. "True," Frank agreed reluctantly. "And that old lady didn't even press charges," Dewey's added. Frank sat quietly for a moment, thinking about all the things his rant could encompass. Instead of saying any of that, he settles for, "You're buying me some goddamn pancakes." "Of course," Dewey's agreed, like it was protocol for dragging your roommate out of bed at 4 a.m. in the morning and leading them on a wacky misadventure. Actually, it probably was. Whatever. Pancakes, damn it. "It's your birthday, and all I got you was this hangover and a hell of a time." Part of the Collegeverse series, written by DePatty and read by Petica. Summary. Frank was not sulking because Dewey's had clearly forgotten his birthday. He was not. Author's notes. Dewey's tweeted about making donuts, and tomorrow is Halloween, so this happened. "Get your coat, Frankie, we're going out," Dewey's called, kicking open their dorm room door. He was holding a tray that held something that smelled delicious sugary sweet, and possibly greasy. What? Frank looked up from his biology reading. He had not been in the room sulking. Not at all. Not like it was his birthday or anything. And it's not like Deweese hadn't been in the room when he woke up this morning, clearly off doing whatever weird Deweese shit that Deweese did at far too early on a Thursday morning. Frank wasn't even that disappointed to not find Deweese when he came back from class. Shit, Deweese probably didn't even know it was his birthday. Too busy, instead, with Halloween preparations all week. Frank couldn't even remember dropping hints that his birthday was coming up. Well, first you have to have birthday donuts. It is an important tradition. That I just made up today, and have officially decided is now a tradition. Deweese brandishes the tray, sweeping it down into Frank's eyeline. On the tray was an array of mostly round donuts, glazed with some containing cream or jellies. They didn't look store-bought, which was insane, because if Deweese didn't buy them, it meant that he had made them, which, in a lot of instances, would leave Frank with a feeling of dread. In this case, made him smile, because they would probably be legitimately delicious. Deweese's cooking had a tendency to be quite edible, and mostly even good. The donut in the middle of the tray had a lit candle stuck in it. Frank smiled. Dude, you made donuts! This is the second batch, Deweese said, only looking a little smug. We will never speak of that first batch again, except to say that maybe it was a learning experience, and the ceiling in the basement kitchen will never be the same. Deweese shuddered. You did remember my birthday, Frank said, and that hadn't been what he had meant to say. He'd meant to give Deweese shit about getting dough on the ceiling. But damn it, he's looking at a homemade donut with a candle in it, and it was his birthday, and he's just really happy right now. How could I forget? Your birthday is on Halloween! It's fucking awesome! Deweese beamed and held the tray closer to his face. Now make a wish, and the celebrations can begin. Gabe's throwing you a party. It was a hell of a birthday. Deweese wore his favorite gorilla suit, and Frank dressed as a ghoul, complete with dripping viscera. The house party, from what Frank could remember through his hangover fugue, was awesome. Best birthday ever, Frank decided, after he'd made it back from class and was mostly recovered from his hangover in the late afternoon on Friday.
You fucking know it, Deweese agreed, voice muttered against his pillow from where he had crashed in his gorilla suit the night before and hadn't moved all day.
Gobble Gobble or Something, part of the College Verse series, written by DePatty and read by Petica. Summary. Frank never knew what to expect with Deweese, and costumes were no exception. Author's notes. Deweese posted a pic of himself in a turkey costume, and this happened. Still fits, Deweese said, and sounded very satisfied with himself. Frank sat very still and fought the urge to look up. To look up invited the possibility of many types of horror. Or Deweese could have just slipped on a pair of jeans. Once, Frank made the mistake of looking up, and let's just say the outfit, if you could call it that, involved bits of leather and lots of straps. Good for you? Frank still did not look up, though he really wanted to. Curiosity was not his friend. But really, how bad could it be? They were at the Deweese's family home. Mama Deweese didn't strike Frank as the kind of lady to let anyone, especially her children, wander around the middle of the day in bondage gear. Awesome for me, Deweese corrected. I'm sure, Frank said, and looked up, and lost all ability to speak. Deweese had his hands on his hips, his torso covered in what resembled feathers, the wings taking the place of his arms, in bright orange tights with clawed feet. His face looked like it was coming out of a beak.
Basically, Deweese was wearing a giant turkey costume with more dignity and grace than anyone had the right to.
"You're dressed like a turkey," Frank said flatly.
"What?" Deweese asked, eyes full of mirth. Frank just stared at him and lifted an eyebrow. Deweese went from smiling to chagrined.
"Too soon?" Deweese asked.
"Dude, it's the day after Thanksgiving," Frank answered.
"Too soon," Deweese agreed, and swished off, leaving a trail of feathers in his wake.
The end. Reader's notes. This was recorded for Argentum Lupin for the 2013 informal Twitter podfic exchange. I hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to read this fic online, it can be found at archiveofourown.org/series/58512. If you'd like to download this podfic, it can be found at pedicaproductions.com. Thanks for listening.